Well, dear family, today's kind of a sad occasion for us. We lost our beloved dog, Bruno, and he was very, very sick yesterday before he passed this morning, and that's kind of the reason why I didn't get around to posting a video yesterday. The Lord bless you, family, and thanks for your prayers, because I know you guys have been praying for us. I can feel it. We really appreciate it. Today is October 26th, 2015. When I came into prayer, actually I was having a hard time getting into prayer, and I couldn't get into prayer at all last night because I could feel what was coming. And it's funny because I'd asked the Lord about if he was going to recover, and I got joy in the Bible promises, and I thought, well, that sounds good, but I realized that the Lord was talking about the rapture and that we would see Bruno again. It was hard, really hard. And anyway, it's been hard for me to get into prayer. Getting quiet and calm brings me closer to the pain, and deep, deep pain. But after several attempts and some nesting behavior, running around and doing laundry and other busy work, I was finally able to enter into his rest. Jesus was there immediately, holding me and resting my head over his heart. I was waiting for a message for you all because I didn't want to disappoint you 2 days in a row, and he said, I want to speak to you about death. He began, there's a time and a season for everyone and everything. Death of the body does not separate you from your loved one, for in the spirit you are still very connected. My love, I want you to understand that nothing you suffer is in vain. There is an appointed time for all creatures. This was his time, and now you need to let go. I know your heart is bursting in pain, but understand in the economy of salvation there is much merit in your suffering. There are those who are benefiting from your pain. Oh, this is so overlooked by my people. Really, my people, is there anything you do that does not have a purpose? Do you really believe that suffering is in vain? Do you really believe that I waste even one teardrop from your eye? Does that sound like my character? No, it doesn't, because it is not. Does not your life and everything in it have significance to me? I tell you, it does. I am not some sterile God that says, okay, your dog is dead, get over it. Or her dog is dead, she'll see him again, and let it go at that. No, I hurt with you, and as you offer that pain to me, I turn it into opportunities and movements of grace to call others into my kingdom. Nothing is accomplished without suffering and sacrifice. Nothing. Consider Jim Elliot and his companions. That's about the Gates of Splendor, the book Gates of Splendor. The natives killed the men, and the wives went back to those very same people who killed their husbands and brought them the gospel. 5 men died, and a whole tribe came to me and is still, to this day, bearing fruit even around the world. Do you understand? I use the suffering of others, be it sickness, death, or martyrdom. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church, and conversion follows on the heels of it. When I said, take up your cross and follow me, did I say also, okay, you carried it, now lay it down and keep going? No, I expect you to follow me, even unto death. Yes, this is a big offering, but nothing else will do. A complete and total relinquishing of your life is what I call you to, beloved. And then, just as I abolished the barrier between men and God and wrought salvation for all, you, by your sacrifice, fuel the spreading of the gospel, even the bending of hardened hearts that will not come to me until they are dying. Some souls are very stubborn and hardened against me. But I hold out hope for the end, those last moments when perhaps they will see themselves as I see them and feel the love that I have for them and repent. Although not all are given this opportunity, it is not something to be presumed upon by anyone. There are many that did not receive this final opportunity because I had visited them over and over again, and each time they pushed me away. They chose evil over good. What I want to say is that much has been accomplished by the sacrifice of your dog. You all suffered. I collected every tear and applied it to the most wretched of souls to bring them to their senses. Yes, I waste nothing. Life is precious when I give it and when I take it. It is precious. Yet as you can see, he is in heaven with me, barking, wagging his tail, and telling you you're coming home soon. And I just wanted to say that a little while after he passed, I closed my eyes and he would be plainly before me, barking his head off and wagging his tail and talking to me like he loves to do. And Ezekiel saw Bruno with a hammer in his mouth, running up to Jesus, who was working and putting some finishing touches on my dwelling. The Lord continued, O death, where is your sting? You see and you know you will be together again soon. Bruno did his job, and you're finishing yours, because I'm coming for you. You will all be reunited, and what a joyous occasion that will be. I know, my love, I know your heart is heavy. This will pass, and I have used this as a fast offering of great magnitude. Even though it didn't require your martyrdom, it was a martyrdom of sorts, a white martyrdom. Pick up your cross and follow me, right down to the end. I waste nothing.